Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Welcome to the show. We love this show and we love that you're here. We appreciate the listens and we're going to keep bringing it to you. However, we're moving to monthly for the time being because life is very busy right now. I'm working on this thing called the National Board Certification for my job. First part, I crushed, by the way. Go ahead and clap at home. Let's get to the point, though. We have snakes, bodies of water, years, and trophies. Round one, snakes. Snakes, very much scary. I'm very tough, though, just in case you were wondering. Tough enough to admit that snakes are scary. Question one. How do snakes smell their surroundings?
With their tongues.
Yes, by sticking their tongue out. They have a special supercharged smell sensor called the Jacobson's organ. It sits right above the roof of their mouth. When it sticks its forked tongue, it gathers chemicals from the air and it brings it back in, and somehow it can smell that way. Question two. What types of snakes kill its prey by constriction rather than venom?
A boa constrictor.
Correct, boas or pythons. They have long lives and they are expert swimmers. Question three. Which snake species is famous for its hood and the ability to dance when charmed?
A rattlesnake?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Cobra. Indian cobra specifically. The king cobra is the national reptile of India. Question four. What is the primary predator of snakes in the wild?
Owls?
So close, but no.
Hawks.
Hawks, yes, or eagles, birds of prey. I don't know, maybe I should have given you a half point. I don't know if owls are eating snakes. It says mongoose, wolverines, plenty of animals actually like snakes. Question five, true or false? All snakes lay eggs.
False.
That's right, only 70% lay eggs. Boas, vipers, and many rattlesnakes are just some of the types of snakes that give birth to live young. Girls start enormously strong, 4 out of 5. Round two, bodies of water. 71% of Earth's surface is covered by water. Maybe us humans should adapt and live in water. We would have more room. Just one of the many thoughts going on inside my head. Question one. What is the saltiest sea in the world?
Southern.
What? No, what's that even mean?
What was the question?
I don't know. The question was, what is the saltiest sea in the world?
Oh, the Dead Sea.
Maddie's correct. We've discussed the Dead Sea before. It's pretty unique. The salinity is 33%. It's not the saltiest body of water. That's actually the Don Juan Pond in Antarctica at 40%. Mila, should we move on or would you like to discuss your answer of southern?
I wanted to go with the S theme.
Okay. Question two. Which famous waterfall is located on the border of Canada and the United States?
Niagara Falls.
Correct. The Niagara River is green due to dissolved salts and rock flour, which is very finely ground rock. Question 3. What is the largest body of water in Africa?
The Nile River?
Incorrect.
The Nile Lake?
The answer is Lake Victoria. Although now I'm second guessing myself, like, does it have more water than the Nile River? I mean, that's what everything said. So Lake Victoria, here's a weird fact. Lake Victoria and Victoria Falls don't have a connection. Question 4. What is the smallest ocean in the world?
The Southern, because it's too small for anyone to know exists.
There is no such thing as the Southern Ocean. Get out of your head. Maddie, can you save her again?
Pluto.
Okay, it's the Arctic. It only covers 3% of the Earth's surface. The Pacific, a whopping 30%. Question 5. Which body of water has the nicknames Devil's Triangle and Graveyard of the Atlantic?
The Atlantic Ocean.
Incorrect.
I was gonna say that.
Bermuda Triangle.
I was also gonna say that.
The points are Florida, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico. Despite the reputation, disasters are not actually common there. But I think the city of Atlantis lies underneath. Girls, 2 out of 5, putting them at 6 halfway through the show. Sponsor Golf Pong last minute gift. Come on, it comes with a hitting mat, 16 Velcro golf balls, a stand with 6 targets, and a carrying case. It's on Amazon, you know it's going to get there fast. Check the link in the description. Round 3, years. Each answer is a year. We don't use the same year twice. For the girls, they can be plus or minus 1 year for the answer. You be as strict as you want at home. Question 1. What year was everyone panicked about because they thought a computer glitch would lead to chaos and world doom? Yes, Y2K. The thought was power outages, transportation problems, banks, everything. But it was all good. Question 2. What year did Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin land on the moon?
1930? That's not true. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
1969. I didn't know this either. I'm too young. So I did not think you girls would know it. Question 3. What year did World War II end?
1945?
Correct. For some reason, once they found out we were doing a years round, Maddie's just been walking around the house saying 1945 all day. So I knew she'd probably get this question right. It officially ended with the surrender of Japan on September 2nd. The atomic bombs were dropped on August 6th, so less than 1 month after. Question 4. What year did the Titanic sink after hitting an iceberg?
1950.
Incorrect.
2005.
Okay. Waving the white flag there, 1912. It was the largest ship in the world at the time, 3 football fields long. Question 5. This date is infamous, but is the year forgotten? 9/11. What year did the Twin Towers in New York City fall?
1920.
Incorrect.
Daddy was alive back then. I don't know. 2009?
2001. For my generation, I'm 42. This is a you will always remember where you were event. I was at Arizona State University. Girls, 2 out of 5, they're at 8, heading into round 4 trophies. Very simple. We give you the name of the trophy. You must tell us the sport or league it's associated with. Here's an example. Heisman Trophy.
College football.
And by the way,
Player of the Year.
The Heisman was named after John Heisman.
He was a linebacker.
And a coach at Georgia Tech. I didn't even know he was a linebacker. Question 1. Stanley Cup.
Hockey.
That's right. It's the oldest professional sports trophy in North America. The Stanley Cup is awarded to the playoff champion. It is not replaced each year, and the names of the winning teams are engraved on the cup. Question 2. Larry O'Brien Championship Trophy.
Basketball?
You got it. That was a guess, wasn't it?
A little bit.
Larry O'Brien spearheaded the merger of the ABA with the NBA, and he was also a Postmaster General. Question 3. The European Cup.
Soccer?
She's on fire. Champions League soccer. I don't know much about it. I know Messi plays in the U.S. now. Question 4. Vince Lombardi Trophy.
Baseball?
Oh, she got stuffed with the NFL of all things. Named after former Green Bay Packers head coach Vince Lombardi. Mila, I totally forgot about you. I'm sorry I didn't go to you for an answer. I was too into Maddie running the table. Question 5. Claret Jug.
Tennis?
Incorrect.
Golf?
She got it. The British Open. Each winner must return the jug before the next year's championship, and they are given a replica to keep. Strong round. They are up to 12 points, 4 out of 5. Headed into 2 truths and a lie, Navy. Statement 1. The Seabees are the name of the U.S. Navy's construction crew. Statement 2. The Navy is the largest of all the U.S. military branches. Statement 3. The U.S. Navy was formed twice. So you have, the Seabees are the construction crew. Largest of all U.S. military branches. U.S. Navy formed twice. The lie.
It was formed twice.
That is true. It was formed during, I don't know, maybe the Revolutionary War, and then disbanded, and then formed again. Don't quote me on what actual war, but do quote me that was formed twice. Mila, to save the day.
Seabees.
I got him. The Army is the largest, with over 1 million. The Air Force is next, and then the Navy. The smallest? The Space Force, the newest branch, with just over 6,000 people. These numbers are from the internet, not classified
we're
documents.
We're fighting in space now?
So who really knows? I don't know what we're doing in space. It's a good question. What are we doing in space? Maybe we'll find out on the next show.